Good morning. The time is almost 9:07. I'm Chad Holmes. Currently overcast, guys. It's windy out there. Actually, I see the branches on the trees just outside the windows of our studio starting to move back and forth just a little bit. Temperature stands at 33 degrees here at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes at 9:20, we'll be joined by Paul Micklick, the Newman Catholic High School football coach and athletic director. He comes on in. We bang around the Wisconsin sports news stories of the week and where we stand. He's a guy that keeps his hand on the pulse of the Badgers and the Packers and the Bucks and the Brewers and everything else, and not afraid to tell me when I'm wrong. So it's always fun with Paul Micklick coming up at 9:20 this morning, and plenty to talk about, including the struggles of the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team and the struggles of the Milwaukee Bucks. And, of course, Super Sunday is coming as well. So Paul Micklick coming up in just a few moments here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. But before we go any further, need to again welcome in our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good Friday morning.
Good Friday morning, Chad.
I tell you, it's good to be Friday. As we talked about in the first hour, it is ready. I am ready for the weekend. Are you ready for the weekend?
Me too.
Are you having any travel? Because I know sometimes you run off and do these. I keep wanting to call them panic rooms, but they're not panic rooms. They're what?
No, panic rooms are an entirely different thing.
I know.
Escape rooms.
Escape rooms, because you and some of your friends use it as a challenge to try to see how good you are when it comes to these escape rooms. Are you planning on doing anything like that this weekend?
Not doing an escape room. However, later this evening, because I don't have rehearsal in the evening, I will be attending a murder mystery, a Valentine's Day a dinner with a friend of mine I know from a theater at the Willow Springs Garden in Wausau. I've never been there, and based on the invitation I got and all the information, it's a very classy event. It's like you pay for the whole thing in advance, and it comes with everything. Like, it's no like additional cost or everything, but it's got like there's the appetizers. And they have a whole bunch of different food items. I was looking at the menu. It's actually very tasty stuff. And so you get to be assigned a character, and you have additional costume pieces for your character you can put on also. So it should be a really fun event.
You're making me hungry, though. It's too early to be hungry. Because lunch isn't for a couple of hours yet, so
you're
making me hungry right now, and I don't like that. You gotta, but it sounds like it's going to be a great time, and of course, be able to do that on Saturday, and then of course, a lot of folks will be getting ready for their Super Bowl parties. And one of the things that is often talked about is people that want to have Monday be a holiday after the Super Bowl. I think that's silly. To be honest with you, I understand.
It is silly.
I understand the idea.
Having a three-day weekend.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to have a holiday, I think I would rather honor some figure that actually did something, as opposed to basically have, you know, it would be basically a holiday of saying, okay, gluttony. Either eating and drinking. Well, you ate too much and you drank too much the night before, so we're going to give you a Monday off. So let's have a holiday for gluttony. No.
Yeah,
and I understand that Thanksgiving sometimes is thought of that way, but there's more to it than that. I may be controversial here, but the idea that deciding to have a federal holiday the day after the Super Bowl because people eat and drink too much on Sunday, I find to be kind of silly.
Yeah. If you want to avoid getting a sick, just don't have a lot to eat or a drink on Sunday and you'll be fine.
Absolutely. So, again, enjoy your weekend and we'll
I will
continue our countdown to the opening of your show next Thursday as well. Drowsy Chaperone from the Wausau Community Theater opening up next Thursday with shows Thursday, Friday, and two shows on Saturday of next week. And again, we'll have more on that coming up on Monday during this program. We'll be joined by the director, another member of the cast, and give you more information on that. Another opportunity to see the arts here in central Wisconsin.
I still can't believe it's only six days away.
I know it. That's
crazy.
Headline news from yesterday. Special investigator, prosecutor, said that there will be no charges filed against President Joe Biden in terms of some documents that the president removed after his terms as vice president. But this prosecutor, instead of just saying, hey, there's no reason to charge the president, had to go into his psychological bag of tricks. It was almost as though this Republican prosecutor decided that if I'm not going to be able to put the president on trial, we're going to take a chunk out of him politically, talking about his memory, talking about other aspects that really are beyond his scope. Again, the age factor is going to be out there. There's nothing we can do about it. But this prosecutor, and another thing, and it was pointed out very nicely, I thought, earlier on Pat Kreitlow's show, is when you look at the listings of special prosecutors when it's come to investigating presidents over the last couple of decades. It is amazing, absolutely amazing, how basically every time that a president is investigated by special counsel, it is a Republican special counsel. You go back all the way to Iran-Contra, Reagan was investigated by a Republican. George H.W. Bush, investigated by a Republican. Then, Yes, George W. Bush by a Republican. Then, a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, with Whitewater and the whole Lewinsky thing. He was investigated by a Republican. And then, every president has been, Donald Trump, investigated by a Republican. Joe Biden, investigated by a Republican. Why is this? And there is this certain, is it only Republicans can fairly investigate? I mean, it is craziness. And again, even there's no fairness to it. And again, this is a lawyer that investigated the president, a lawyer, not a psychologist, not a medical doctor. So again, I found that, and then again, the media constantly banging its drum on this story.
Yep.
In terms of the age factor of the president. I talked about this yesterday. I've talked about this in the past. I will talk about this in the future. Let's start looking at the results. Let's start looking at where we stand in terms of the economy, where we stand in all aspects of our country right now in comparison to the record of the previous guy. What's his name? Donald J. Trump. Who, again, congratulations to Donald J. Trump. He was victorious yesterday in the Nevada caucuses. But if you look at what the Nevada caucuses are, it, again, the fix is in. And Trump last night said, why can't we, let's just get to the election next Tuesday. Well, of course, Donald Trump would love to do that.
Yeah.
Before all of the trials and the investigations of him are done. But you have members of the Republican National Committee that are Trumpers who have been trying to cancel the rest of the primaries. They want to cancel them. They want to take, and Trump has threatened Nikki Haley because she dares to run in a primary. I mean, it's ridiculous. Our country is about democratic ideals. Mm-hmm. Not saying Donald Trump, just because you want it, you can get it. No, that's not the way things work. So again, for some reason, this both-sidesism is getting beyond tiresome. The both-sidesism is craziness, because you look at even the documents case, and yes, Joe Biden had documents he shouldn't have had. But when he was informed of that, he immediately gave them back. He also said, I will talk to the prosecutors. I will talk to you. I will sit down and answer all your questions. Donald Trump took all these documents to Mar-a-Lago. He's held on to them. He's lost some of them, refusing to talk. Completely different response to it. So again, look at all the pertinent information before making these decisions, whether it's your thoughts on these cases or whether it's thoughts on who ultimately you vote for. Take all the information in, look at all the pertinent stuff, for lack of a better term, that you can use to make the best decision. And again, find out for yourself. Don't even listen to me. Well, listen to me, but take it under advisement. Don't say, well, because Chad said this, or because Chris Conley said this down the road, or I read this in the New York Times or the Washington Post. Take it and use your best judgment. And also, be an engaged citizen. That is something you have to do. Be an engaged citizen. So, election years are always crazy.
Yeah. And we're talking about the president's age. I mean, he knows it is how a
factor.
Old he is.
No, it is a factor. I agree. Yeah. But
he knows how old he is. He knows he has a memory problem. But he's doing the best he can. I mean, honestly.
Well, it's got to be more than just doing the best he can. Yeah. I mean, if it's truly something that is affecting the job, then you do have to step away. And that's something that we have to keep an eye on. And I agree. And that, absolutely. True. But Donald Trump confused the person he was accused of raping with his ex-wife. Don't hear a lot about that, do we? The time is 9:18. Coming up, we will be joined by Paul Micklegg as we continue here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Time for our weekly Wisconsin sports segment, joined by Paul Micklegg. And I tell you, I don't know about you, I didn't want to get out of bed this morning. So I just threw on the sweatshirt, threw on the cap.
I was going to say, you look pretty casual today.
It was. I'm very rarely.
Casual Friday.
I'm very rarely casual. Number one, we got this camera now on. It's like, you know, see the light? See the camera?
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. I it's been a couple weeks, huh?
Yeah. So it's wonderful. You know, I love cameras, you know.
So that means that you have to dress up?
No. I mean, I haven't changed anything how I've done it. So, nah. It's still a radio show.
It's still, I mean, I've seen, you talk about that in the,
But
you know what I'm saying? Like some of those guys in Green Bay, I've seen them with this. I mean, they just wear their hats and whatever.
I saw that too, so I thought, hey, why not?
Why not?
Exactly right. Man, there's, you know, the thing about when we've talked over a long period of time, for the most part, the teams that we talk about have done pretty well. Right now, we're in a little struggle times.
We've got problems.
Here, you know, it's like, let's start with the Badgers because it's been so good. You know, it's been really rolling. They look like, hey, they're cruising to a Big Ten championship. I mean, it was like for the regular season, and then all of a sudden, it started with that second half collapse against Nebraska, and the game against Purdue actually, it felt like, you know, they could never get the stop when they needed to, because in that last 10 minutes, it was kind of there, but Purdue would always have the response. And then, of course, you can't lose to Michigan. I mean, that program sort of, it's been really struggling. But what's going on with Bucky right now?
They are. It's funny, Chad, when the Badgers are winning, we talk about them at the end. And when they lose, then you want to put them right to the chop, huh? Is that how you are?
No, no.
You're a Marquette guy.
No. The reason is because back in those weeks, the Packers were still playing.
Correct.
So you always have to start with the Packers.
Yes. Unfortunately for the Badgers, they probably wish the Packers were still playing so they could get
be
that
under
off
the radar.
Them. Yes. The reality of it is, I mean, look at their schedule, that they could have been 10-0 going into February in the conference.
Right.
And they're 9-1. The Penn State loss hurt, but you knew that they probably were going to slip up one time. So realistically, 9-1 was pretty good at that, or 7-1 or 8-1, whatever it was, 8-1, and then you had a stretch where you were gonna go to Nebraska, who doesn't lose at home, Purdue, which is supposed to be one of the best team, if not the best team in the nation, and then you have a couple road games this week, and you were thinking, all right, the odds are if you come out 2-2. It would have been a success. With a realistic possibility, they could be 0-4 during that stretch.
Right.
So, honestly, they probably are where they're supposed to be, quite frankly. Besides, I mean, the Nebraska game, if I would have put money on it, they would have lost that game. It's the way they lost it is what's painful. But that was a loss. If you look at the schedule back at the beginning of the year, going to Nebraska, how they play at home, things like that, that could have been a loss. Purdue, obviously, that probably was going to be a loss. The Michigan one, now we start having problems, because you gotta at least split this week. If you don't split this week, you're gonna start really having you're gonna get out of that double bye for the Big Ten tournament.
And then, you don't want to work that hard in the Big Ten tournament. Because, again, you've seen teams in the past where once you get into a tournament, you want to win it. But if you get into that situation where you play, could you play four games in that tournament?
Yeah, you must.
Heck, next year they'll be playing about eight games because of the new big 83 that they're going to be forming with all these teams.
Yes.
But, I mean, these conference tournaments are just getting out of hand.
Correct.
But you don't want to blow your energy and your edge winning that tournament, because we've seen that in the past. And then the next Thursday you start the NCAAs and you lay an egg, because again, you dig so deep to win a tournament against a really good competition in their conference.
That's going to be, and to be honest with you, I think what we've seen too is the change of it might get you in or not. But I don't think, like, you don't go from, like, a 3 seed to a 1 seed because of the conference tournament.
Right.
Which is unfortunate. I mean, if they're going to play them, they should probably wait until, but they're doing that stuff already during that whole course of those couple of days beforehand.
But it does affect it to a certain extent. They do have that ability to say, okay, they get enough information and while they're meeting there, they move things around. I mean, they've done that.
But the Big Ten Championships right before the...
But they still, they have moved. I mean, they
have moved, but I'm not saying you're not going to jump. That's right. A fact. I mean, you're talking about literally, Chad, they're in the locker room after the game, and they are doing the announcements. So that championship game, reaching the championship game might mean something, but you can't tell me that
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I can tell you.
No, then you're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
No,
they've
you're
said
wrong.
That in the past. They take.
They
this,
said that. Huh?
The people in that committee room have said that.
All right.
And so, no, they aren't just sitting there, well, I mean, we can't do anything, even though the game's going on right now. No, come on.
So you're telling me all the decisions they make, they're waiting for the Big Ten championship game?
Yes, they can, and they do.
Because that didn't. Well, Wisconsin won it that year, and it didn't affect their
thing whatsoever.
Well,
again, it's just, and again, it's not going to move 3 spots for one game either.
No, one. I was talking. They were a 2 seed, I think. I believe that.
But instead of a one seed, but that wasn't enough to get them a one. I mean, just winning that conference tournament,
it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
So you just proved it to
me.
No, thank you.
It does matter, but it doesn't matter enough in that case. You take one case. I can't stop it.
Oh.
Marquette's red hot, by the way. Winners of 6 in a row.
Yeah, well, that's right.
They're up to second place in the Big East. They got St. John's tomorrow, then they got Butler coming up. But then the game you're really looking forward to is a week from Saturday. That's going to be fun.
Is it?
For me, it's going to be fun.
Well, no, I love Marquette. I'm not saying.
If they lose, I mean, it's on the road. It's not going to kill them.
They won't drop a seed or anything?
It depends what they decide to do. I don't know what they think.
I mean, they're banged up.
Yeah, but they're still winning. They're not easy from time to time. But.
No. But, to be honest with you, they're doing stuff. I mean, they've dominated a couple of these games. I mean, yeah, they did against Georgetown. They did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah. And I said last week I was a little worried about that. And I saw the score. It's like, oh, I guess I was an idiot.
Again. Well, no. I mean, but they came and did what you don't know if they're going to do that all the time.
No.
I mean, right. Anything. It doesn't matter if it's the Bucks, the Badgers, or anybody. Right. And to see that being done is a good thing because you're taking care of business. You would hope that you would see that tomorrow against St. John's.
And that Butler game is going to be and they always play at that old Hinkle Fieldhouse, and they lost to Butler at home
first,
earlier.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's always a – I love watching games at that Fieldhouse. I mean, that's the traditional Indiana basketball. Yep. And that's going to be a – you got to get that one before going to UConn because then you get into that Badger situation where you get multiple losses. You don't want that.
Correct. I mean, if you look at their schedule going forward, I mean, it's not – there's a stretch coming up here. You have to win those two games. And again, have to and is all.
But you want to get a top two seed. That's where you're focused on right now. Because you don't want to be any lower than that. Because then it does get a lot harder. It's just
you get to the second weekend.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, boom. We're going to come back. More with Paul Micklegg. We have an information update coming up. News, weather, and sports. You get all the information you need at the top and the bottom of each hour. Right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, are you counting down the minutes until the end of the workday today? I am today.
What do you got tonight?
I got hockey, girls hockey tonight.
Who do they play?
Hey, it's number 2 versus number 3.
Okay, because you had 1 and 2 last week, right?
Yeah, big.
It is big. They're all big.
But this one is number 2. Where's at Green Heck?
At Green Heck.
So I like that because it's like 3 minutes from where I live.
Yep. You know, do they ever play at Marathon Park?
In fact, they're playing their first playoff game at Marathon Park. And they do play some. It's actually funny because the coach decided she wanted to play at Marathon. Because usually they play their playoff games at Green Heck.
Yep.
And she said to the AD over at Everest, said, I want to play at Marathon Park. Because they're different ice sheets. It's different than like basketball because it's the same size court no matter where you go. But ice sheets are a different size. So they're playing their first playoff game at Marathon Park. Odds are they're going to play Hayward, who they lost to in this round last year at Green Heck. So I think changing it up.
Not in the first round?
Because the Storm have a bye right into the sectional semifinals. There's not a lot of teams in girls.
But what I'm saying is that they lost to were a number 1 seed?
They were a number 2 seed last year. And they're number 2 again this year. And there's only 6 teams in their bracket. So 3 play 6. The winner plays 2, who is the Storm.
Gotcha.
And it will be Hayward. And they were good because, I mean, even last year, the bracket, there's 6 teams in the bracket. You got the number 1 ranked team in the bracket. You got the number 2 ranked team in the bracket. You got the number 5 ranked team in the bracket. So the rest of the state they're so happy.
Where's that? So Superior's number 1?
Superior's number 1.
Where would that game be?
If they play again, it would be in Mosinee.
So Superior has to come all the way down. Somebody did a favor for them.
You know the way it works, though. I mean, these schools actually, they volunteer to host.
Yep.
And but again, you know, it is what it is. But I would prefer to have it somewhere in the middle. Because I think for a trip to state, it should be that way, in my opinion.
I agree.
Even though my team gets the advantage in this case. But it have to be straight and even, right?
It has to be
straight. Or else you're a hypocrite. And we don't like hypocrites around here.
We got, yeah. Or nepotism. But you have to.
Oh, by the way, you see Joe Barry got a new job?
Yeah, Miami. We took their guy.
Did I say that he's no more than a linebacker coach? Now he's a linebacker coach. But again, isn't it interesting how easy a guy like that, because these, you know, when you think about it, there's not that many jobs in the NFL. And yet this guy can walk right into another job. Don't you think there's somebody else out there that would be just as good as Joe Barry in that job, who may not have been a failure as a defensive coordinator previously?
You think there'd be somebody fighting for that spot?
Exactly. But again, it's we and oh, by the way, did you talk to Matt LaFleur last weekend?
Oh yeah. Matt, he was in Wausau. Wausau. Yeah. And
if I wasn't in Superior, I would have run out right over there.
Yeah, you know, he was asking about you, I think. Well, I think he goes, where's Chad?
Wait, he's got to get back on the bandwagon, right?
Yeah. Chad did pick us to get 10 wins.
Yeah, they didn't even get that far.
Well, they got 10 wins with the playoffs.
No, I meant in the regular season. I said 10 and 7.
Yeah, I know. I was giving you a benefit of the doubt. Well, I was trying to give you a bone there.
Again, I'm not going to be a hypocrite here and say that I'm great when I was, you know, I was off by a game.
Yeah.
I was closer than you, though.
I know you were. I was throwing you the bone there. That's one time.
But did you talk to LaFleur?
No, he was, he wasn't there on Saturday. He probably was down in Alabama, but and his son played, obviously, on Saturday and Sunday. And then Sunday.
I hope people let him just watch his kid.
No, right? The thing is, I guess I'm kind of torn between that, because I was thinking the same thing. But on the flip side, you know what? If Chad, if you were giving me $3.5 million.
Oh, you go to the money again.
Well, like, you know, to have that, I mean, that's part of the job.
I know what I'm saying, unfortunately. But at the same time, to be in a case where he can't watch at all.
No, it wasn't that bad. Okay.
I'm not saying that people can't, you know. There's times during the whole event that you have that opportunity.
And that's why I thought they did a good job, and I thought he did a good job of doing that and being welcoming and stuff. Hey, I'll be honest. Because you don't know how a year from now they might be telling you to get out of
there. I know. You know what I'm saying?
That's how quick it goes.
Exactly. If they were 6-11, you'd probably be, there wouldn't be a lot of people smiling when they came up to him.
Correct. So he's kind of the man.
Take advantage of it, exactly. Bucks. Number one, the NBA should be better than this, where they say, well, you know, the Bucks coach, because of some dumb system, or because the Celtic coach was the coach last year, and they had the best record in the East, so technically he should be the coach. But since he was the coach last year, we go to number two. Doc Rivers is the coach. Somebody in the office said, you know, he just got the job. He should not be the coach. We should go to the number three guy or something like that. Yep. That is just so stupid. And he even said, so this is ridiculous. But on the court, it was a tough road trip, obviously. And then you come back home, you think, okay, we're going to come back home and get things going, and then you lose by 24 at home last night.
To the best team in the NBA, I mean.
They're not the best team in the NBA.
In the Western Conference.
I actually follow the T-Wolves on The Athletic. They are doing very well, but they've had their issues as well.
What place are they?
They're right up there.
What place are they in?
I didn't look this morning.
What place are they?
Are they right now first in the West?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. But the question I have for you is, I've been thinking about this. After last season, the Bucks decided to make a lot of changes. That's in terms of, you know, they made the big move with the coach. They made the big move with Damian Lillard. Sometimes when you're trying to put together what you call the best team possible, it doesn't click. Is this team clicking? Is it going to click? Did they panic because they lost in the first round last year after having the best record in the NBA?
I don't think the team, how it was built, was ready after last year. I really don't. I'm not saying they made the right tweaks.
Is this year's team better than last year's team to ultimately win this NBA championship?
I'll tell you in June. I mean, that's the reality of it.
But you got to make decisions.
Correct, and they might not.
And John Horst, seems to be above it all. At what point does he get a little? He can't, again, take it with a grain of salt, but the word was he can't Mike Budenholzer. He can't Adrian Griffin.
Correct.
At what point does he get
he
some
also
of
won
push?
A championship a couple years ago.
So did Mike Budenholzer.
And again, I'm not, and this is a case where I'm not, I'm actually taking the other approach of it, because I think that you have to look
but
at both sides.
I don't want to see a guy that's so quick with the trigger finger, and they're going to get worse and worse and worse. And frankly, I don't think this team has a chance right now of winning the NBA championship. I don't see them.
Mark that down.
It's
mark that down.
Let's mark it down. If they win it.
February, what is it? February 9th.
But do you, I mean, how are they going to turn this thing around and win an NBA championship? I mean, this team is in disarray right now.
They are, to a point. I do think that they're playing defense better
I'm
in the last four or five games. Oh, so am I. I'm just being calm on this Friday morning.
You know me. I always fall off the handle.
I mean, they were missing Damian. They were missing Chris. They were missing their new guy.
And Doc says they were really tired.
What? But you're the one that says that when I just said about LaFleur, about the money. Now you're saying that.
No, I'm not talking about money. I'm saying about what he said last night. They were tired.
Maybe they were.
I was thinking about resting them all last night.
Because they're trying to do things on the fly. I think they're going to be better with him as the coach. I'm not saying it's good enough to win.
I don't know if they're
going to
beat Charlotte tonight at home. And Charlotte's terrible.
Well, it depends who plays. If nobody plays. I mean, you got to remember, we had three guys in the top probably six of our rotation, seven, that were out of the game last night against the number one team in the Western Conference.
Well, as our good friend Mike McCarthy says, what's the biggest ability?
Availability.
Exactly. So let's get these guys out there and start playing.
I've
had enough excuses from the Bucks. It's February the 9th. No more excuses.
You ban.
You're giving all
now
these
I know
excuses.
What you were saying out in the fall when we lost. This is the kind of guy we have here. Win or you're a loser.
No. But I just there's a lot of excuses going on right now with the Bucks, and I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah, to be honest with you, should we be worried? Yeah, there's not a doubt about it. But the thing is, though, I'm gonna be honest with you. What is going to happen now that the trade deadline? What is going to
and
happen?
By the way,
that we're
getting an over-the-hill Patrick Beverley does not change the dynamic, by the way. I was so underwhelmed with that trade yesterday. But the thing is, they couldn't do anything else. So, I mean, but making that trade even, I was like, whatever. But continue.
Campaign was useless. At least we got a guy that at least can play some defense and maybe.
He'll come in his wheelchair. And
Wow. I'm going to tell you this right now. You're setting it up for a long spring because I'm going to ride you every time.
Every round that they win is like, yep.
You're going to be rooting against them because you're not going to want to hear
me. I hope I'm wrong. I can handle it. Hey, I've handled it for you for 20 plus years, so I can handle it.
That
would be easy compared to some of the other aspects.
I
admire your calmness in this situation because I just think that
I turned it off last night. I'm not sitting here and saying that I watched. They're not going to be. There's a concern that Chris Middleton is anywhere near what he was.
That's
okay,
true. That's true.
Brooke Lopez is might be going on the down. They were going to try to do it one more year. Or two,
and
it might not happen. It might not happen.
And that's an interesting point that we've seen this in the past where some of these teams just hit that wall, and it crashes down hard and fast.
Yep.
And if you lose Middleton and you lose Lopez, and you can't replace these guys because, I mean, I read they're going to be paying like $70 million in
dead money?
In the penalties for being over the cap.
Yep.
I mean, so it's like these owners, like, you can't say – and that's real fast – we always hear about the Brewers. Oh, small market. Milwaukee Bucks don't act like a small market team. Why should we accept it from the Milwaukee Brewers?
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. The only thing I will say is that it's different owners, though.
I'm throwing darts at everybody.
It's different. Yeah, you are. I thought you were happy this Friday.
I'm thrilled.
Maybe this is your happy Friday.
This is fun. I'm just railing on everybody.
I mean, So you don't like the Brewers, you don't like the Packers, you don't like the Bucks.
No, I'm saying that
I'm saying
no more excuses for all these people. Chad Holmes is calling for accountability.
If you do not win the championship, you are a bum.
No.
You are a bum. That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that at all. No.
So then why should we be arguing
about? I'm just saying accountability here. I'm just saying, no, the Brewers. I'm
accountability
saying,
for what?
For this idea that they're a small market, so we can give them a pass for basically.
The Brewers went out and got a pitcher for $7 million. They got a catcher for $7
million. Which, again, that's chump change big time. And again, Gary Sanchez has rehabilitated himself, but it's an interesting. He's going to be a platoon guy. And again, I got no issue with the signing because they kind of do need something like that. But again, it's sort of confusing on exactly where they are, isn't it? And again,
they're playing analytics to the T, Chad.
They're hoping to sort of like they got it inside straight.
Yes,
and they want to hit on it.
Yes,
and if you do, you win big.
Yep. So, and that's what they're doing, and exactly that's right. And that's how they're.
And I got no
it.
Issue with it, really. I'm not. I will never be one of those guys that says tank and rebuild completely. I don't have the stomach for that. I'm too old.
I mean, Tampa Bay was. We're talking. They were way low.
Right, and they find ways to win every year.
Correct, and I mean, so I don't know if Milwaukee is.
It's not a fun way to. It's not still a lot of fun to me, because.
You like to have guys that are there for a long time.
Exactly. And I understand that. And I know the system is based in that way. So, again, it is what it is.
It's fun to talk about.
It is fun to talk about. And, spring training is right around the corner. So
a couple weeks, right?
I know.
A week?
And it'll be great to hear Euchre again. So
amazing. He's almost as amazing as listening to you do a hockey game.
he is a medical miracle, to be honest with you. He's that sharp at 90.
And it's amazing.
It is. I just love the man, and I think we all love the man.
Anyway, enjoy it, because I obviously Father Time has never been beat.
Believe me. I know it. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Chad. You have a great weekend, and have fun with that.
We'll see how the Bucks are doing next week.
Things could be different.
On Friday night, the Central Wisconsin Storm girls hockey team plays host to the Bay Area Ice Bears in the penultimate game of the regular season. Hear all the exciting action live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Mankey Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and Picks and Pieces. It's the Central Wisconsin Storm hosting the Bay Area Ice Bears Friday night. 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock faceoff on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday, February the 9th of 2024, and a few famous events have occurred on this. Oh, actually, you got to count up the days, because that means it's day number 40 of 20. The thing is, people think, oh, you must have that written down in front of you. No, I never do. I just put it in my head, because I'm good with numbers. So it's day number 40.
It's better than I could do. I can never do math in my head.
But day number 40 of 2024, that means 366 days this year, 326 days remaining. Mm-hmm. So there you go. I got to, you know, I have to be good with numbers with all the stats I do for the broadcast. So it's always good. Right. And absolutely. Back when I was a kid, do you remember when you were a kid in elementary school, you had these time tests on math?
Yes, I remember
those. I was always the best in class. I was always good with the numbers, real quick. You know, I could get them real fast. But some of the famous events that occur on this date in history, February the 9th, 1870, the U.S. Weather Bureau was established. On this date in 1895, William G. Morgan invented volleyball. On this date in 1942, daylight savings time went into effect for the first time in the United States. On this date in 1964, 60 years ago today, the Beatles made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, performing for an estimated 73 million viewers. On this date in 1989, for the same people that thought Santa Claus was real, they got some bad news. 1989, witnesses at a New Jersey hearing on the deregulation of professional wrestling testified that the sport was fake. There were people that actually believed that professional wrestling was real. No. You a wrestling fan?
I do watch a little bit of wrestling, but...
Did you know it was fake?
Too much. Well, based on the ways that they talk and they throw themselves around, after a while I got the idea that yeah, there's no way that they could survive that if that was real.
On this date in 2020, at the 92nd Academy Awards, Parasite became the first non-English film to win Best Picture. And on this date, 1 year ago, 2023, legendary composer Burt Bacharach died. He was 94 years old. Taking a look at some famous folks who are celebrating birthdays today. The great singer-performer Carole King, 82 years old today. Actor Joe Pesci, 81. Actor Mia Farrow. Boy, I don't know if she's more famous for her professional career or her personal life. She was married to Frank Sinatra, had a longtime relationship with Woody Allen, and of course all the controversy among that, but also a very good actor. Mia Farrow, 79 years old today. Actor Judith Light of Who's the Boss and Ugly Betty, turning 75 years old today. Actor Charlie Day, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, is 48. Tom Hiddleston of the Marvel films played Loki. Is it Loki?
Yes.
Loki in the Marvel films is 43 years old today. Actor Michael B. Jordan, star of Creed and Black Panther, 37 years old today. Rose Leslie of Game of Thrones and Downton Abbey is 37. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being celebrated today. It is Chocolate Day. It is Cut the Cord Day. It is Develop Alternative Vices Day. It is No One Eats Alone Day. It is Toothache Day. It is Pizza Pie Day.
Nice.
It is Inbox Day. It is Read in the Bathtub Day. It is Winter Bike to Work Day. And frankly, a lot of folks have been biking to work here over the past week or so. So those are the special events being acknowledged today.
Very cool.
And for the final time this week, it is time for our number for the day.
I got a good feeling I'm going to get this one. I got a good feeling about this.
All right. It's a little different today. It's not a Super Bowl. It's a sports-related number, but not a Super Bowl-related number. The number is the cities in the United States that have a team in the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, and NFL, the big four professional sports.
Wow.
The number of cities in the U.S. that have a team in each of those four professional sports.
I hope this is multiple choice.
It is multiple choice.
Oh, good.
Okay, the choices are 10, which is A, 13, which is B, 16, which is C.
Number of cities who have teams in all four professional sports. Okay. So a 10, 13, and 16?
Yep.
Okay. So, well, I have to say I'm going to go for lucky number 13. I'm going to go with B.
All right. So the number of cities in the U.S. that have a team in the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, and NFL, the correct answer is 13.
Yes.
Well, you got one to finish off the week on a high, so that's what we like to see.
Lucky number 13. I like that.
Thanks to our guest today, Mike Clemens, joining us from Las Vegas, and Paul Bicklig. Hey, Leon, have a good weekend.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Yep, have a great weekend, everyone. Stick around. Coming up next is Matt and Air on Air right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.